This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, breaking news. 97.1 The Ticket, Radio.com Sports. Brought to you by Midsize Mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mike, Mark D'Antonio just tweeted out a letter to all Spartans that he is stepping down. He feels that now is the time for change at Michigan State. He'll no longer be head football coach, but his plan is to stay on within the university and athletic department in a role involving special projects and transitioning their players, both current and incoming, to their next challenges.
I have to tell you that without more clarity, if this is truly how this is going to go down, it is absolutely weak. It is absurd to tweet out a letter without any reason for stepping down. It is absurd to collect that bonus, recruit that class, and go down the road and not stand up at a podium and tell people why you're stepping down. Unless, of course, you don't want to say why. And Spartan fans don't want to hear that. That's fine. Now, look, maybe there's something we don't know about. Maybe there's a personal matter. But it doesn't look good when you step down a day before the second signing day, and it's the same day that reports come out about more allegations from Curtis Blackwell's legal team about this suit and a potential wrongful termination. And today's reports are of D'Antonio wrongdoing. So, this, man, I don't give a damn about 2013 Rose Bowl. This ain't got nothing to do with it. I've said from the beginning, you don't get to burn down what you built. Now, Mark knew the road they were going down. The only two people that know the truth are Curtis and Mark. Mark knew the road they were going down, that the deposition was coming, that the lawsuit would be played out in the media, that you have an employee who's upset, and that employee is going to tell his side of the story. Mark knew. His legal team knew. So if this is what it's about, you can't act brand new. You can't believe, you can't go, oh, damn, I didn't know they'd go there. See, I don't know it's the reason, but boy, you collected your bonus in mid-January. You took that money. And I stood here and I sat here and I said, hey, he deserves the money. He didn't put the school over a barrel the multiple times he could. But how do you take that bonus? And almost a month later, after all the good assistant coaches have been poached, after all the coaching changes have been made, and you're going to sit here on February 4th and you're going to give me a letter out of the clouds on the same day reports come out, slinking away into the shadows with some cushy gig where you and Billy B can do whatever it is you want to do. I'm sorry. This doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't smell right to me. You are talking about the greatest coach in the history of my alma mater not having an official press conference announcing his retirement. You are telling me that a coach that has been greater than Biggie Munn, greater than Duffy Doherty, and damn Skippy greater than Nick Saban at my school, tweeting his retirement from the clouds. And you want me to accept that. You want me to be okay with that, and you want me to not ask questions about that. Then you don't know me at all. I'm shooting you straight. It don't feel right. And that's where the speculation's going to come, and I'm not going to yell at people for it. After everything that this guy has gone through, after the slander by ESPN and Paula and Murphy, after all of that, after the disaster of 3-9, after this program leveling off, after the loyalty to his friends, all the media pressure, after all of that, he stayed. But now he leaves. Listen, if this is a personal family matter, you can cite personal reasons. You can cite your health. You can do those things. Hell, Rush Limbaugh just went on the radio and told people, I've got lung cancer. I'm going to miss some shows. You say it. With the absence of that, what are Spartans left to think? What is the college football world left to think? How am I supposed to get on the air on February 4th at 2:51 and go, yeah, I guess it was time, Mark. You know, no problem. Who's going to be the coach?
Mike Tressel now head coach in the immediate future until they find replacement. Why do I feel like you're going to break something today? It's February. You said it's February 4th.
You know what this is? Let me tell you what this is. This is an effing of this program of biblical proportions. This is just something has to be, there has to be a bombshell. And I always said to you, dating back to the ESPN reports, show me that this man did anything wrong. I'll burn him to the ground. Show me. ESPN couldn't show me. They could selectively report. They could take old and try to make it new. They did all that, and they did it to Izzo, too. You couldn't find anything. But there has to be something. Spartan fans, don't get mad at me. I didn't do this. Don't get mad. Oh, how dare Valeni speculate. What am I left to do? Think that Mark, over some chicken parm last night, just said, you know what, Becky? I think I'm going to step down. I feel good about the recruiting. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. He could have made the announcement in October if he was close. He could have made the announcement at the conclusion of the season headed into the bowl game. He could have made the announcement after the bowl game. He didn't do any of it. He collected his bonus. Don't tell me there's not more there. Now it's either health / family crisis, which was not cited, or there's a bombshell. I'm not going to allow for the unbelievably dirty and duplicitous Mark set him up, Mark's bitter, Mark wanted bonus so he could F program. Come on. Now, this isn't Nick Nolte and Blue Chips. So pardon me if I don't go there yet, but no one saw this coming. No one. And I sure as hell don't claim to know everything about everything, but I know people, and I know, come on, guys. I had no way of tipping you off. Now, did I tell you in the summer I thought it could be his last year? Yes. Did I have people tell me that this could be his last year, that there was a lean? Yes. But when he didn't announce it, and he didn't do it at any of the checkpoints, I had given up on that. Then we went into the Mark's going to make changes and stay on routine, collect his bonus. To do it today leaves the specter of speculation rightfully hanging over the head of this university. This is an embarrassment to me, because if there's a personal matter for Mark, family, health, otherwise, you got to cite it in the letter. You have to cite it in the letter, because when you don't, now you speculate. And if it's not that, then you know what? I got to be honest. Then this is a disgrace. It's a disgrace because it either means he did something wrong or he quit. Play it out, guys. Play it out. Family health. Door number two, did something wrong. Door number three, F this, I quit. Which is it? What door am I missing? What's door four where you've won a brand new car? Where is it? Sully, what door am I missing?
Those are the doors, man.
David, what door am I missing? Wooly, what door am I missing? Find me the door. Tell me the door I'm missing. It's family, health, personal. I did something wrong and got caught. Or I quit. Wah. And the last two, burn them to the ground. Now I'm pissed. With a tweet? With a tweet? What are you, a 16-year-old girl? A tweet? You 17-year-old Sully? You're the greatest coach in school history. You've avoided the media like the plague. You won't answer for the lack of staffing changes. Now, with a tweet? You don't call a press conference? You don't stand up there and give people a decency as the greatest coach in school history to walk away? Oh, wait, I know. Unless you can't. Which on my flow chart, F you, burn him to the ground. If he did something wrong, burn him.
Well, Mike, and it is less than 24 hours for National Signing Day. A move like this, an abrupt decision like this, it just doesn't seem like something from a loyal guy like D'Antonio that he would do.
You know what?
Has to be more to it.
There's a movie I love that Sully's never seen called Spaceballs. We have reached ludicrous speed. The handling of this on surface is ludicrous. This is asinine. How is there not a 5 p.m. press conference called? How is there not a media gallery? How is there not questions? How is there not a reason given? Unless it involves that litigation.
Well, and that's the thing, because I told Sully when it first came out that, or right before it came out, that Michigan State basketball plays at home today. So it's not like he couldn't set up a press conference. The media is going to be there tonight.
David, can I tell you what this looks like? People, can I tell you what this looks like? This is not me saying it is this. I have to be careful because everything's so god darn litigious. It looks like an absolute panic move because the ceiling is about to fall in on me. That's what it looks like. What door am I missing? Why can't we just blow the break off? Honest to God. 248-539-9797. Sit tight. I'm just getting started with this. Fill in the blanks. What door am I missing? 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.